بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today in book 2 we should be, this is our 27th session, we should be doing lesson number 15. Somebody can help me. Did we read the key last week for lesson number 15? Anybody remembers? We read the key. All right, so if we read the key, I know we had it for homework to read the key, for sure. We definitely had it for homework, so everybody should have read it. But I didn't remember if we actually went over it last week. I thought we did, but I wasn't sure. So I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that's right. We read the key. Okay, so we read the key in the class last week, so I'm just going to review it just quickly. But you should have read it anyway for homework, and you should have read the dialogue. We did not read the dialogue last week in class, so we will definitely spend some time reading the dialogue. And then after that, inshallah, we will start the exercises. And hopefully we'll complete the exercises today for this lesson. It's not a long lesson. Type. Let's look at the key just quickly, okay? Let's look at the key just quickly, even though we read it already, but just to kind of review it quickly. Lesson 15, English key in the back of the book, page 48. In this lesson, we learned the following. How to say in Arabic, don't go. We have learned in the previous lesson that idhab, that's the fi'l amr command form, means go. Now we learn that don't go is la tadhhab. And it was sukoon at the end. As you can see, it is the mudari form of the verb that we are using to say don't go. But with the omission of the dhamma of the third radical, meaning we don't say la tadhhabu. It's the mudari form, but it is in majzoom case. So that means it takes sukoon. So you say la tadhhab. The particle la used here is called la nahiyah, the prohibitive la. While the la in this sentence, la afhamu al-faransiyata, la afhamu, with a dhamma marfu'un, this la, which means I don't understand French, is called la an-nafiyah, the negative la. Note the following. Tadhhabu means you go. La tadhhabu means you don't go. And la tadhhab means do not go. That's the command or prohibition, prohibitive la, do not go. The other one, la tadhhabu, is the negative la of negation. That it's just saying this is not something that you do not go. But la tadhhab, the prohibitive la, la nahiyah, means there someone is prohibiting you from going, they're saying do not go. Here are more examples. La tajlis huna. لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر لا تخرج من الفصل لا تعبد الشيطان. Notice that this last one, note that the last example, the third radical has كسرة. Okay, we said that the last radical should have سكون because it's مجزوم. But in this example, لا تعبد الشيطان, the third radical does not have سكون, rather it has كسرة due to what? التقاء As-sakinain, the meeting of two sakin letters, two letters that have sukoon. Here is the isnad. Here is the isnad if the verb to the other pronouns of the second person. Here is the isnad of, I guess it should be. Here is the isnad of this verb to the other pronouns of the second person. Okay, what do we mean by the other pronouns of the second person? We mean when you're speaking directly to somebody. Whether it is masculine or feminine, person you're addressing is male or female, whether it is singular or plural, these are the four possible forms for the second person. Okay, either you're speaking to one man, anta, or you're speaking to a group of men, antum, or you're speaking to one female, anti, or you're speaking to a group of females, antunna. So in any case, the verb is kind of, it is the forms of it change like this. Anta, you're speaking directly to a male, one female, male, masculine, singular. La tadhhab, group of men. لا تذهبوا يا إخوانه. Speaking to one female, لا تذهبي. يعني the noon is deleted here from تذهبين. أنت تذهبين. لا تذهبي يا آمنة. And for the plural, أنتن لا تذهبن يا أخوات. Alright, so you have what? لا تذهب, لا تذهبوا, لا تذهبي, لا تذهبنا. لا تذهبنا doesn't change because مبنيون, it's مبنيون. So the end of it doesn't change. مبنيون على السكون. Doesn't matter if it's مرفون, I mean in the place where it should be مرفون, on the place where it should be مجزوم or منسوب, it's always going to remain that form of the verb, مبنيون, it does not change. نعم. We're on page 48 of the English key, the bottom of the page. Okay, so after this point of لا ناهية, the prohibitive لا, then we're looking at also كاد يكادو. The boy almost laughed means that he was at the point of laughing, but he did not laugh. You say he almost laughed. That's in the past tense, كاد form. In the present tense, يكادو form, you say he is about to laugh, but he hasn't done it yet, okay? So this idea of somebody almost laughing or almost doing something is expressed in Arabic by the verb kada yakadu. Kada is for past tense. He almost did it, but it didn't happen. And yakadu is for the present tense. He is about to do it, but he didn't do it yet.
What is the
madi? Kada.
Kada.
Naam. And the mudari yakadu. Kada yakadu. Okay, so for example, you have kada al-waladu يضحك. كاد الولد يضحك. The boy almost laughed. That's past tense. كاد. And likewise, we have another example. كاد on the next page, 49. كاد المدرس يخرج. كاد المدرس يخرج. The teacher was about to leave, but he didn't leave. That's past tense. The mudari of kada is yakadu, mudari form. Like you say, yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. The bell is about to ring. Not past tense, it's present tense. It's about to ring, but it hasn't rung yet. Or yakadu al-imamu yarka'u. Present tense, right? Mudari, yakadu. The imam is about to perform ruku, but he hasn't done it yet. Note that kada yakadu is followed by a noun. Huh? Kada al-mudarrisu. Yakadu al-jarasu. Yakadu al-imamu. Okay? The verb kada yakadu is followed by, wa alaykum salam, is followed by a noun. And then by a verb. In the mudari. Okay? Kada al-mudarrisu yakhruju. Kada followed by a noun that's marfun al-mudarrisu and followed by a mudari verb yakhruju. They said kada, this is the formula, kada plus a noun in the nominative case, marfun, plus a verb in the mudari form. This is the formula for this type of expression. Wa alaykum salam. You have kada, you have the noun that's in the mudari form, and then you have the noun that is marfu'un, I mean nominative case, and then you have a mudari verb following it. Okay? And we'll see some examples of this in the lesson today. Number three, we have learned that the negative particle used with the mudari is la. And when you would negate something with the mudari verb, you say la, right? If it's in the madi, you use what? Ma. And if it's in the future tense, you use what? We didn't have it yet. Future tense, you use negation. Negation in future tense? Len. Len. We didn't have that yet.
Oh yeah.
We didn't take that yet.
Lam noon.
Yes, lam with noon. Naam, len. Alright, so we're saying here what? The negative particle used in mudari is la. For example, la afhamu al-faransiyata. I don't understand French. لا نذهب إلى الملعب يوم الجمعة. We do not go to the playground on Fridays, جمعة. However, لا is used with مضاري. However, and ما is used with the ماضي, past tense. However, if ما that's normally used with the past tense, if it's used with the present tense mudari, the verb now is limited in its meaning to the present time only. Okay? It's limited to the present time only, not as an ongoing matter. Like you say, لا أشرب القهوة. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink it. Now, tomorrow, the next day, I don't drink it. That's something I don't do. But if you use ما instead, that doesn't mean you don't drink coffee ever. But right now, I don't want to drink coffee. Okay, so it's limiting to the present, right now, immediate, instant. It doesn't mean you'd never do it, but it means you don't want to do it right now. Okay, so if ma is used with the mudari, the verb refers, is limited to the present time only. Note the difference between la with the mudari and ma with the mudari. Okay, look. La ashrabu al kahwata. I don't drink coffee. Yani, I don't do that. It's not one of my habits. That's not something I ever do. But ma ashrabu al kahwata means I am not drinking coffee right now. Yeah, I drink coffee, but I don't want any right now. So when you use ma, it limits the meaning of the mudari to right now. Whereas if you use la, it's ongoing, continuous. Means I don't do this. Okay, so that's the use of ma with the mudari. The fourth point, note that I eat is akulu. It is originally hamza with fatha, followed by hamza with sukoon. Akulu. But the combination of a becomes a in the same way. I take is akhudu. Originally, akhudu. But the combination of hamza with fatha and hamza with sukoon becomes a. Okay, and likewise, I command is amuru, which was originally amuru. So it's just saying that the word is written in this manner instead of the original manner, and the pronunciation, instead of being pronounced as a hamza with fatha followed by hamza with sukoon, which is a glottal stop, it just becomes an elongated fatha. Akulu, akhudu, amuru. The last point, innama anzuru ila suwari. I'm only looking at the pictures. Innama means only, limiting the meaning to something that is mentioned in the sentence, and it doesn't go beyond that. Here are some more examples. Anta la taktubu ad-darsa. You are not writing the lesson. Innama taktubu risalatan. You are only writing a letter. Innama al-amalu bin-niyat. Actions are judged only by intention. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. Charity is only for the poor. And this charity here means obligatory charity. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. This صَدَقَاتُ here in this ayah in Surah At-Tawbah means the obligatory charity, zakat. Okay, as far as the vocabulary, we have مَقْعَدٌ, seat, and we have فِي أَثْنَائِ, during, فِي أَثْنَائِ. We have Ya Abati, which means Ya Abi, O my father. Kadaba Yakzibu, to tell a lie. Baka Yabki, to cry or weep. In Qalaba Yanqalibu, it overturned. At-Tariqu, the way. At-Tariqu, the way. Okay, this is what we went over last week. Now. No. Okay. No.
And in the other term that you're saying, the innama is used, the general word means only, generally, in, I mean, term. But in the case of innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i, charity is only for the poor.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying how it's being used here in the other sentence. I'm only looking.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with I. But you can use it with I. You can use it with you. You can use it with he. You can use it with anything. You can use it in a sentence with I. If you say innama ana.
Okay.
But if you don't say ana, it has nothing to do with I.
Okay.
Innama sadaqat. Verily the sadaqa is only for the fuqara. Innama al-a'amal bin-niyat. Verily Actions are only judged by intentions. Right. But if you put the pronoun in there, you could say innama huwa.
Okay.
Or you could say innama ana. You could say innama anta.
Okay.
You can put any pronoun with it. It's not related to ana.
Okay.
It just came in that sentence, he used ana, but this is, it's not only used with ana. You know?
Okay.
It could be used with any pronoun. Five, this is what we covered last week, and we did not read the text, the dialogue. So we're going to read the dialogue, and then we're going to do the exercises. And hopefully you have done some of the exercises in this lesson for homework. That was part of our homework, to read the dialogue a few times at least. Okay, so we're on page 103 of the Arabic text, book number 2. Alaykum salam. Ad-darsu al-khamisa ashara. Ad-darsu al-khamisa ashara, the 15th lesson. Al-Mudarris says, Aina, okay, pay attention as we read into the dialogue to the rules that we just went over from the grammatical points. And pay attention to the new vocabulary and make sure that you're comprehending everything that we're reading and any grammatical points that we had in the past. Pay attention to them. I may stop anywhere and ask you a question. You know how I do. Tayyib, Al-Mudarris, Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakrin? What does it mean? Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakr? Where are you going, O Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr says, Adhhabu ila al-mudiri. I am going to the director, the principal. Al-mudarris, la takhruj min al-fasli al-ana. La takhruj min al-fasli al-ana. What does it mean?
Classroom now?
Huh? Don't go out of the classroom right now. That's how do we know that it means don't and it doesn't mean you do not go out of the classroom? How do we know it means do not go?
Well, because in this case, I forget the term, but because of the sukun.
Okay, because the mudari verb is majzoom. How do we know it's majzoom? Because we see sukun instead of dhamma.
Right.
So what makes it become majzoom? La and nahiya. Not la and nafiya. La nafiya, it will remain with a dhamma. It will be la takhruju. But it's not la takhruju, it's la takhruj. That means that's the prohibitive la. It makes the mudari verb majzoom, in this case with sukoon. La takhruj min al fasli al-ana.
So in this case, what he's telling is that, in general, I mean like a science of it, don't ever go out from the classroom
No, it doesn't mean don't ever go out, but he's just telling him right now, don't go out.
That's what I mean.
Right now, don't go out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Don't go out.
But we're using it
in general. You could use it in a general sense and don't do something.
Right.
Yeah, you could say, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a prohibition.
You could say, la taqtul
ahadan.
Don't kill anyone. Ever.
Right.
But he didn't say that. He said, la takhruj al-ana. Right now.
Right.
But maybe later you can go out, no problem.
The prohibition, yeah.
When the bell rings, you can go out. But right now, don't go out. لا نهي. النهي means prohibition. نفي means negation. Okay, like we have نفي and إثبات. And لا إله إلا الله. نفي لا إله. That's negation. There's nothing that deserves your worship. إلا الله. That's إثبات. That's affirmation. Except we're affirming worship belongs to Allah. So we're negating from everybody else and we're affirming for Allah. That's نفي and إثبات. لا إله إلا الله. ولا إله إلا هو وما من إله إلا إلا الله وإلا هو وإلا أنت. Depends on how it came. نعم. طيب المدرس لا تخرج من الفصل الآن. اذهب إليه بعد الدرس. اذهب إليه بعد الدرس. What is the form that this اذهب comes from? Where did it come from? It's a فعل أمر. It came from what? It came from ذهبَ, يذهبُ, but it comes from the second person singular. تذهب. Remove the ta, make the last vowel sukoon, and then add hamzat al wasl. Why do we add kasra here in this idhab? How do we know that it takes kasra instead of dhamma?
Because the second letter
in the mudari has fatta. Whenever the second letter in the mudari has fatta or kasra, the Hamzatul Wasl is going to take Kasra. It's only going to take Dhamma if the second letter has a Dhamma like Kharaja Yakhruju, Ukhruj, Dakhala Yadkhulu, Udkhul, like this. Okay? As far as if it has نَزَلَ يَنْزِلُ كَسْرَ, we say انزل. ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ with فَتَّة, we say اذهب. Okay, اذهب إليه بعد الدرس. Why is الدرس مجرور وكسرة؟ We just had that in book one. We just had that in book one. But if you wasn't in book one class, you would have missed this. You would have to remember it from last year when we had chapter 15 in book one. Yeah, بعد and قبل came in lesson 15 of book one. And now we're in lesson 15 of book 2. And maybe we have forgotten by now what we had in lesson 15 of book 1. Unless you were here for book 1 class, then you have remembered it well. Some of you remembered it anyway. Alhamdulillah. Good. اذهب إليه بعد الدرس. همايون. يا أستاذ. أنا طالب جديد. أين أجلس؟ أين أجلس؟ What is the meaning? Naam, oh Ustaz, I am a new student. Where shall I sit? أَأَجْلِسُ هُنَا أَمَامَكَ أَأَجْلِسُ هُنَا أَمَامَكَ Shall I sit here in front of you? لا لا تجلس هنا. Don't sit here. لا تجلس. لا تجلس هنا. هذا مقعد حشام وهو غائب اليوم. وهو غائب اليوم. This is what? The maq'ad of Hisham. And he is absent today. اجلس هناك خلف حامد. Sit over there behind Hamid. اجلس is from what verb? جلس يجلس. Then it should be اجلس. Oh, يجلس. Okay, يجلس with كسرة. يجلس. جيد. طيب, Bashir says, أأخذ هذه الدفاتر يا أستاذ؟ أأخذ هذه الدفاتر يا أستاذ؟ What is the meaning? نعم, shall I take what? These notebooks. دفاتر is plural. غير عاقل. So we refer to it by what? اسم إشارة. Feminine singular. نعم هذه. أأخذ هذه الدفاتر يا أستاذ. By the way, دفاتر is the plural of which word? دفتر. نعم. على وزن مفاعل. مفاعل. نعم يا أستاذ. I mean same wazn. Same wazn. Masajid. Naam. Masajid. Makatib. Dafatir. Naam. Naam. We had today. Naam. Al-Mudarris. La. La ta'khudha. Do not take it. Them. Feminine singular is referring to pro غير عاقل. Do not take them. ينظر في دفترين. The teacher is looking in the daftar. And then he says, يا عبد الرحيم لا تقطب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. Huh? What is he saying, يا عبد الرحيم? Don't write the answers. جواب أجوبة. Don't write the answers with the red pen. المدرس هو الذي يكتب بالقلم الأحمر. Huh? What does it mean? The teacher is the one who writes with the red pen. Faisalun says, انظر. Which verb is it from? انظر. نظر. ينظر. نظر. ينظر. انظر. انظر إلى هذه المجلة يا أستاذ. ما أجملها. What does it mean? Look at this magazine, oh Ustaz. Ma ajmalaha. Oh, how beautiful it is. Al-Mudarris. La taqra al-majallati. Or we can join it and say what? How would you pronounce this word? لا what؟ لا تقرأي كثرة. لا تقرأي المجلات في الفصل يا فيصل. لا تقرأي because it's followed by همزة الوصل. لا تقرأي المجلات في الفصل يا فيصل. Why is it المجلات؟ What is the إعراب of المجلات؟ It's feminine, sound, plural. So what else we say about it? Is it marfoon, majroorun, mansoobun? Huh? It's mansoob. Why is it mansoob? Because it's mafoolun bi. So it's mansoob. And the sign that it's mansoob is what? Kasra. Why is it kasra instead of fatha? Jam mu'annath salim. لا تقرأ المجلات في الفصل يا فيصل. Do not read the magazines in the classroom of Faisal. Faisal says, ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن إنما أنظر إلى الصور التي فيها. ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. What does he mean? I'm not reading this magazine right now. ما أقرأ. He didn't say لا أقرأ. He didn't say I never do it. I'll be doing it, yeah, but right now I'm not doing it. He didn't say لا أقرأ المجلة في الدرس. لا, he said ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. You see how he used the word? He was a smart student. He didn't say لا أقرأ because he knows he's sometimes he'd be doing it. Teacher's teaching, he's reading something else. But this time he wasn't, so he said ما أقرأ. He said, لا أقرأ, ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. الآن, right now I'm not doing it, but about 10 minutes ago I was. But you didn't catch me then. إنما أنظر إلى الصور التي فيها. What does it mean? I'm only looking at the pictures which are in it. Hamza says, أأفتح الباب يا أستاذ؟ يكاد الجرس يرن. نعم. Shall I open the door, Ustaz, or teacher? The bell is about to ring. Didn't ring yet, but it's about to ring. يكاد is the mudari of كاد. كاد يكاد. يكاد is always followed by a noun that's مرفوع, and then it's followed by a mudari verb. المدرس. Yeah, that wasn't Hamza. That must have been Dawood saying that. Yeah, the bell is about to ring.
So you said this is yakadu, is the verb that comes behind it always is marfu'a?
The verb, kada yakadu, the noun that comes after it should always be marfu'un. Should always be followed by a noun, a ism, that's marfu'un. And then it's followed by a verb that's mudari. The mudari says, la taftah. الباب الآن. How should this be read? لا تفتح الباب. The sukun should be replaced by a kasra because followed by حمزة الوصل. In this case, ألف لام. لا تفتح الباب الآن. Meaning? Don't open the door right now. طيب. التمرين. Page 104. I mean, التمارين. تمارين. التمرين الأول. صح ما يلي. Correct what follows. Okay, I'm going to read it and somebody correct it. Abu Bakr معه مجلة. نعم, Abu Bakr. خطأ. What is correct? فيصل معه مجلة. نعم, فيصل معه مجلة. Don't forget, masculine proper nouns take تنوين. فيصل معه مجلة. Number two. فيصل طالب جديد. فضل. فيصل. You say خطأ. نعم. What should it be?
همايون.
طالب جديد. Number three. بشير كتب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. خطأ. الصحيح. عبد الرحيم كتب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. Number four. حمزة غائب اليوم. حمزة غائب اليوم. خطأ. هشام غائب اليوم. نعم نعم. غائب غائب ال غائب اليوم. نعم. Because sukoon from the tanween and then the sukoon of Hamzat al-Wasl al-Alif Lam. طيب, exercise number two. التمرين الثاني. اقرأ ما يلي. Read what follows. تذهب, that's the mudari verb, normal, marfoon, right? The sign that is marfoon is dhamma. If you have la nahiya, prohibitive la, you say la tذهب. تكتب في المضاري مرفوع بالضمة. لا تكتب مجزوم. والساين that is مجزوم is سكون. تشرب مرفوع بالضمة. لا تشرب مجزوم وعلامة جزمه سكون. Do not drink. Do not write. Do not go. Okay. What they are telling us here, what? Is to pay attention to the mudari verb when it's marfoon with dhamma, as opposed to when it's majzoom by sukoon or hadhf al noon. Majzoom. Yeah, we had it up there before, but I think we got it, came down. Majzoom. 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 The sign that is majzoom is what? Sukoon or hadf al noon. Unless it's mabniyun, it remains the same. Tayyib. Alright, so here we're going to read number one. Fadl.
Ya Musa, anta muridun.
With fatta, maridun.
Maridun, no.
Touch,
من البيت ولا تب لا تذهب إلى المدرسة ولا تمل تل تل تلعب إلى الشارع.
في نعم. يا موسى أنت مريض. ها؟ therefore فلا تخرج من البيت ولا تذهب إلى المدرسة ولا تلعب في الشارع. What does it mean? Oh Musa, you're sick. Therefore, do not go out of the house and do not even go to school, and definitely do not play in the street. Definitely. You know, if you ain't going to school, you can't go out and play. Now, number two. Number two. Fadl, Abdul Haq. Naam, la tajlis fi al-tariqi. La tajlis fi al-tariqi. Meaning? Yeah? Then I said, on the road. Do not sit on the road. People have to walk on the road. Naam, number three. Salahuddin. Naam. افتح النافذة ولا تفتح الباب. Meaning? Again?
Open the window.
And don't open the door. Open the window and do not open the door. Number four. Naam. Abu Bakr. لا تضحك في الفصل. Meaning? Don't laugh in the classroom. Number five. Number five. I'm sorry. Hold it. Go ahead. Fadl. Oh, you read number six. Okay. لا تكذب. Yeah, number five. That's number four.
You say what? No.
Five. لا تقل والسكون مجزوم في الشارع. Meaning?
Don't eat.
Oh, you speak in French, yeah? How do you say that in French? I forgot.
Don't eat. French?
Yeah.
Faut pas manger.
Faut pas manger? Dans la rue. Oh, man, I've forgotten French completely, man. All right, no problem. That language is gone.
No problem.
No problem.
You understand? Oui, oui.
نعم لا تأكل في الشارع. نعم. Do not eat in the street. طيب number six. لا تكذب. Meaning? Do not lie. What is the verb it's from? كذب يكذب. لا تكذب. Number seven. لح يا تا تا with a fatta منسوب لحيتك لا تحلق لحيتك. Which verb is it from? No, which verb is it from? حلك حلك مضاري يحلق يحلق. Do not shave your beard. Number 8. Again? Tesh? Tes. Naam. La tas'alni hadha su'ala. What does it mean? Don't ask me this question. La tas'al. Don't ask. Don't ask ni. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. What is this noon in this verb? What does this noon mean? What is it for? What is it called? What does it do? Anything about it? Tas'alni. Is that the dhamir ni? What's the dhamir in this verb? Tas'alni. Ya al-mutakallam. Don't ask me. Ana. Ya al-mutakallam. La tas'alni. What is the noon here then? It's an added. To protect the verb from the... Separate from the pronoun. La... I mean, it's noon al-wiqaya. Wiqaya. Number 9. La tadrib. Zamilaka. La tadrib. From which verb? Daraba. Yadribu. Do not hit your classmate or associate. Number 10. Ibrahim. لي نعم لأبيه قال إبراهيم عليه السلام لأبيه. What does it mean? نعم إبراهيم peace be upon him said to his father. Read it again. There's no shadda on the ba. Not abbati. Ah, ya abati. Good. La ta'budish shaytana. Originally it's la ta'bud. Majzoom with sukoon. But we're adding a kasra here because of what? التقاء الساكنين. نعم. Read the rest of it. كما جاء في سورة مريم. What does that mean? As it came in Surah, the chapter of Maryam.
لا تعبد الشيطان.
Yeah, the fatha and the noon. Yeah, why is the fatha and not kasra on the word ash-shaytana? Yeah, why is it not shaytani? Why is it shaytana? The easiest answer to this question is to say, because that's the way it came in the Quran. But that's not a grammatical answer, right? You're looking for a grammatical answer, right? Okay. Anyway, I just thought I'd offer that to you. It came in the Quran like this. Khalas, we know it's right. But why is it right grammatically? Why is it لا تعبد الشيطان? Come on, somebody give me an answer quickly, huh? مفعول بي. This is a verb, تعبد. The مفعول بي is الشيطان. مفعول بي is منصوب. علامة نصبه فتحة ظاهرة على آخره. نعم. طيب, huh? مفعول بي, نعم. What is he telling him? Don't worship what? Don't worship shaitan. Number three. التمرين الثالث. أدخل لا الناهية على الأفعال الآتية وضبط أواخرها. وضبط أواخرها. أدخل لا ناهية. We want you to use لا ناهية على الأفعال الآتية. The following verbs. وضبط أواخرها. And make precise. يعني vowelize the ending of the words. The ending of the words. We want to hear them clearly. Okay? Read the word and then read it with La Nahia. Naam, Abdul Kareem. Tadkhulu. La Tadkhul. Naam. Tadkhulu, La Tadkhul. What does Tadkhulu mean? Naam, you enter. You enter. Do not enter. Naam. Next one. Going down. Going down.
I thought it's all one, like that's not all one.
No, it's not one. These are two columns. We can read it straight across or we can read it down, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Either way. Next one.
That's now.
Okay, he's reading across, okay? So we went from Tadkhulu to Tasma'u. Don't add anything. It's okay, but don't add anything. It's good though, but mashallah. So what should it be?
La tasma.
La tasma. Naam, with sukoon, jaz, majzoom. La tasma means what? La tasma? Don't listen. And he added to it, al kadib. Huh? Kadib. Naam. طيب, next one. Next line. Tanzil. Tanzilu. La tanzil. Meaning, do not? Don't go down. Next one, going across. Taqtulu. La taqtul. Don't kill. Next one, going down. Back to the other side. Third line. Ta'khudhu. لا تأخذ, meaning do not take. نعم, do not take that which is haram. Next one, Abu Bakr. تقطعوا. لا تقطع. Do not cut down. Last line, موسى.
لا تركبوا.
تركبوا. لا تركب. Do not ride. Naam. Last one. ترفعوا. لا ترفع. Do not rise. Raise. Whatever. طيب, التمرين الرابع. Fourth exercise says, تأمل ما يلي. Meaning? Contemplate, reflect, ponder what follows. Okay, what are we looking at here? We're looking at la nahiya with mudari verbs for the second person. Masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. Ya Ahmed, masculine, singular. La tadhhab. How do we know it's majzoom? By sukoon. يا إخوانو masculine plural لا تذهبوا. How do we know it's مجزوم؟ No. Not by سكون و. Not واو الجماعة. That doesn't make it مجزوم واو الجماعة. There's no ضمة there in تذهبون. How do we know it's مجزوم؟ Huh? Not سكون at the end. Okay. Listen up. These mudari verbs, we said that when they are marfu'un, you know it by either one of two things. Either it has dhamma on the end of it, or certain forms of the verb, like tadhhabina, yadhhabuna, tadhhabuna, they have noon at the end, thubut and noon. That means it's marfu'un. These verbs, if they are majzoom, we know because they have sukoon in the ones that have dhamma, or hadhf al-noon. The noon is deleted. Hadhf al-noon. Yadhhabuna, tadhhabuna, tadhhabina. When that noon in the end is deleted, that means it's majzoom or it's mansoob. When the noon is deleted. If the noon is there, it means it's marfoon. So in other words, the sign that the mudari verb is marfoon is two possible signs. Either has dhamma at the end, or most of the verb forms, and some of them, they don't have dhamma at the end, but they have a noon at the end, like yadhhabuna. That noon at the end means it's marfoon. Tadhhabuna. That noon at the end means it's marfoon. Tadhhabina. That noon at the end means it's marfoon. So when that noon is deleted, it's not marfoon. It's either mansoob or majzoom. So how do we know here that this verb, this form here, ya, إخوانو لا تذهبوا. How do we know that it's مجزوم? حذف حذف النون. The noon has been deleted. The noon has been deleted. حذف ح ذل ف حذف 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 النون. The noon has been deleted. Okay, feminine singular. يا مريم feminine singular. لا تذهبي. How do we know it's مجزوم? حذف النون. حذف النون. حذف. حذف النون. إثبات أو ثبوت. ثبوت. النون. If the noon is there, ثبوت النون means it's مرفون. حذف النون is deleted, that means it's مجزوم. حذف النون, ثبوت النون. These are the two signs in these three verb forms. يذهبون, تذهبون, and أنت تذهبين. When that noon is there, it's مرفون. When that noon is deleted, حذف النون means that it is majzoom or mansoob. Yes.
It can be found in the key, right?
In the key? Yeah, it's in the key, yeah. We had it. We had the sign that is marfoon in the key, yes. Oh, you mean the word itself? No, the word is not there, maybe not. No, it may be. I don't know. It's not there. I know I said it for sure. Remember we went over the mudari verbs? And we went over each one, when it's marfoon and when it's not marfoon. Okay, maybe we didn't write it, probably. That's what happened. Okay, so no problem. How the fan noon? Yes?
You said the feminine one.
Yeah.
And which one is Tadhabiyya?
Tadhhabi is hadf and noon. The noon is deleted. The noon from tadhhabina, anti tadhhabina. The noon is not there. So when the noon is deleted, it's deleted because what? Because it's majzoom by la and nahiya. La and nahiya makes it majzoom. What's the sign that it's majzoom? The noon has been withdrawn. It's called hadf. Hadfu and noon.
Going back to the other one here.
No. Ya ikhwanu la tadhhabu. That's hadf and noon.
Same thing.
Because what? Because there was a noon there. Antum tadhhabuna. But that noon is gone.
Yeah, I was confused with the noon. I know I had to put the noon to understand the word button. But you know, I was confused myself about the difference between the thabut and noon.
Yeah, thabut and noon means the noon is there.
Okay, present.
The noon is present.
Okay.
Hadhaf and noon means the noon is absent. In this one, the noon is here. Thubut means that it's present.
Okay.
It's thabit. It's present. And hadf means that it's deleted. It's absent.
Okay.
Deleted. Absent.
And thubut is present.
Yeah, thubut means thabit. Thabata. It's confirmed. It's established. It's present. It's there. Thabit. Naam. Thabit. Naam. You say thabata. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يصلي صلاة الفجر في المسجد مبكرا. It's ثبت عن النبي. It's confirmed. It's not ضعيف. It's confirmed. It's صحيح. If they say صح عن النبي, that's the same as saying ثبت عن النبي. It's صحيح. It's confirmed. It's confirmed. The noon is confirmed there. Thubut and noon, it's confirmed, it's established, it's there, it's present. Tayyib. Okay, so, Ya Maryamu, la tadhhabi. Originally it's what? Tadhhabina. The noon is deleted. Hadhaf and noon indicates that it's not marfu'un. It's majzum or mansub. Ya akhawatu, la tadhhabna. Ya akhawatu, la tadhhabna. This one is, this is not thubut an-noon. This one is what? Mabniyun ala sukoon, la tadhhab. That noon at the end is what? Noon al-niswa. Noon al-niswa. That's different. That's noon al-niswa. Indicates feminine plurality. This verb, tadhhabna and yadhhabna, these verbs are mabniyun. They never change. Even if it's la nahiya or la nafiya, doesn't make any difference. Or without any la. Without any la. You say yadhhabna. You say la yadhhabna. La, whether la nahiya or la nafiya or la tadhhabna. I'm sorry, I should say. La tadhhabna. That could be la nafiya, could be la nahiya, but it doesn't change. Or if there's no la at all, doesn't change. It's mabniun ala sukoon. Okay? La tadhhabna. Antunna. Okay, so this is what you need to reflect upon. The different forms of the verb. All of these are second person. Okay? When you use la nahiya, you have to be talking directly to somebody. Either masculine or feminine. Either singular or plural. Okay, so there are four possible forms here. Aside from the duals, which we are not talking about. We are not talking about duels at all. Okay, so you have la tadhhab and la tadhhabu and la tadhhabi and la tadhhabna. Okay, exercise number 5. Exercise number 5. Akmil al-jumla al-atiyata biwada'i fi'lin mudari'in munasibin masbuqun bila nahiya fil-amakini al-khaliyati. Akmil al-jumla al-atiyata. What does it mean? Complete the following sentence. بِوَدَعِ فِعْل فِعْلٍ مُضَارِيٍ مُنَاسِبٍ. By putting a fitting, suitable, مُضَارِي verb, present tense verb. مَسْبُوقٌ بِلَا نَاهِيَ. مَسْبُوقٌ فِعْل مُضَارِي مُنَاسِب. That's مَسْبُوق سَبَقَ. It has been preceded. Something came before it. What? لَا نَاهِيَ. مَسْبُوق means something came before it. From sabaka, something came before it. Masbuq bila nahiya. So it should be preceded by la nahiya fil amakini al khaliyati, in the empty spaces. Okay, number one. Look, Abdul Halim. Taftahi. نعم يا زينب لا تفتحي النافذة. If you join it together, you say what? Make the vowel short when it's followed by Hamza Tilwasu. لا تفتح النافذة. يا زينب لا تفتح النافذة. Alright? Number two, Abdul Karim. نعم. يا أيها الناس لا تعبدوا الشيطان. Again, تعبدوا becomes short because it's followed by همزة الوصل in the ألف لام. واو جماعة is there because it's originally what? أنتم تعبدون. But because of لا ناهية becomes مجزوم, so the نون is deleted, but the واو جماعة remains. But it's not pronounced. Because long vowels, when they follow by Hamzat al-Wasl, as in Alif Lam, or any other Hamzat al-Wasl, the long vowel is pronounced short. So you don't say, La ta'budu shaytan. No. La ta'budu shaytan. Like it's a short vowel. La ta'budu shaytan. Number three. Number three. Now, Abu Bakr. لا تكنسنا
is with fatha نس
تكنسنا لا تكنسنا بالمكنسة والكسرة بالنسة بال نعم يا أخواتي لا تقنسنا غرفتي بالمكنسة القديمة. مكنسة means what? A broom. An old broom. نعم. Oh my sisters, do not sweep my room with the old broom. بالمكنسة القديمة. Number four. نعم. موسى. جيد. يا ولد لا تلعب في الفصل. Meaning?
Oh boy,
don't play in the classroom. Number five. نعم عبد الحق. يا بناتي plural?
Huh?
Is it plural بناتي?
Yeah.
يا بنتي مفرد singular. Again, one more time, slow, a little bit slow. I didn't catch it quite. Ya binti. La tashrabi. From originally it's what? Anti tashrabina. La tashrabi. Ma'an baridan. Ma'an baridan. What does it mean?
My daughter.
Oh, my daughter. Don't drink cold water. They say it is not good for your health. They say. I'm not saying. They say. MashaAllah. Then you're in accordance with what they say. Now, some people like cold water. May Allah save us from it. Taib, number six, if it's harmful. Number six, Ibrahim. لا أنتم. Okay, تخرجوا. أثنائي. What's the vowel on درس? It's مضاف إليه. في أثناء الدرس. يا أبنائي لا تخرجوا من الفصل في أثناء الدرس. What does it mean? The whole thing.
Oh my son, don't go out of the classroom during the lesson.
Yes. Oh, my sons, do not go out of the classroom during fi athna'i, during ad-darsi, the lesson. Number 8. Now, Abu Bakr. في هذه محطتي يا أختي. Go back and read it one more time now. يا أختي. That's what you're addressing. يا أختي. You said لا تنزل, but it's يا أختي. تنزل would be يا أخي. Huh? Originally, it's what? Anti tanzilina. حذف النون. لا تنزلي. لا تنزلي من الحافلة في هذه المحطة يا أختي. What does it mean? Don't descend from the bus at this station. Oh, my sister. Oh, my sister, do not get off of the bus at this station. Number 8. Naam, fadl. Oh, which one are you reading?
Number 8.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Read it again.
Ya binti.
Oh, ya binti. That's what threw me off. Ya binti.
La ta'kulu.
Naam. But with the verb, if you want to use the verb akala, ya'kulu, ta'kulu, ya binti should be what form? Originally, what is the mudari verb here for anti ta'kulina? Ta'kulina. So it would be what? La ta'kuli. حذف النون because مجزوم بلا ناهية. La ta'kuli اللحمة. Okay. What other word can we put in here? نعم. Because say what? بهذا السكين. بهذا السكين لا تقطعي اللحمة يا بنتي لا تقطعي اللحمة بهذا السكين. If you join it together, right? لا تقطعي followed by همزة الوصل and ألف لام should be what? لا تقطعي اللحمة. لا تقطعي اللحمة as though it's a short vowel. بهذا السكيني. السكيني is مجرور وكسر. Why? حرف جار B that's connected to the اسم إشارة هذا and السكين is what?
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, how is it connected to the حرف جار B? بدل. نعم اسم إشارة. اسم إشارة followed by ألف لام is بدل, right? Okay, page 106, top of page 106, sentence number 9. Now, موسى.
يا إخوان لا تذهبوا إلى المطعم قبل الساعة الواحدة.
نعم, يا إخوان لا تذهبوا. نعم, originally the verb is what? تذهبون بلا ناهية makes it مجزوم and the sign is مجزوم is حذف النون. لا تذهبوا إلى المطعم قبل الساعة الواحدة. What does it mean? ما معنى هذه الجملة؟
معناها
بالإنجليزية.
Oh brothers, don't go to the restaurant after 1 o'clock or before.
Now, don't go to the restaurant before 1 o'clock. Rather, you can go after. No problem. Number 10. Now, Abu Bakr. Naam. He gets every question that has Abu Bakr in it. The first one we had, he got. The second one we had, he got. The third one. No, I didn't know either when I called on you until I saw it there. طيب لا بس لا تكتب على السبورة يا أبا بكر ما معنى هذه الجملة معناها بالإنجليزية بالإنجليزية don't write on the board أو أبو بكر alright التمرين السادس Six exercise, ta'ammal ma yali, reflect, ponder, contemplate what follows. This la in Arabic, it has two possibilities. On the right, we have what? La and nafiyatu. That means la of what? Negation. Or it could be la and nahiyatu, which is what la? Prohibition. The example of la and nafiyah, negation, is lima. لا تأكلوا يا أخي لما لا تأكلوا يا أخي What does it mean? Why aren't you eating or why do you not eat, oh my brother? This is لا النافية Why are you not eating? You are not eating As opposed to going across, straight across لا تأكل هذا لا تأكل هذا يا أخي Which means what? Do not eat this, oh my brother. Okay? لا تأكل. He does not eat. You do not eat. لا تأكل. Do not eat. Okay, second example on the la النافية. ألا تذهب إلى الملعب? What does it mean? ألا تذهب? مرفوع. Yeah. Are you not going or do you not go to the playground? Do you not go or are you not going? That's la nafiya. Right? La nahiya la tadhhab ila al-mal'abi. Do not go to the mal'ab. Okay, so we have to pay attention carefully to this la with the mudari verb because it could be la nafiya just meaning negation of that action. Or it could be la and nahiya, which means the prohibition of that action. And they are not the same. Okay, exercise number 7, ta'ammal ma yali. Also, it's just reflection or contemplation. Okay, huwa yaktubu, anta taktubu, ana aktubu. Aktubu, for the first person singular, begins with hamza, right? So what they are saying is, what about with certain verbs? Look how it comes out. Huwa yakulu. Huh? The first vowel of the verb is Hamza. So it's going to take sukoon, right? Huwa ya'kulu. Anta ta'kulu. Ana a'kulu. You have the Hamza of the verb itself, and you have the Hamza of ana. Ana a'kulu. The Hamza of the verb is taking sukoon, right? But the first, before that, there's another Hamza for the first person singular. Ana a'kulu. This is written and pronounced with one alif, with a med, and it's pronounced akulu, akulu, ana akulu. And likewise, we have huwa ya'khudhu, anta ta'khudhu, ana akhudhu. From the verb akhadha, so it has a hamza, which takes sukoon in the mudari verb, and then in this case, because ana mutakallim, first person singular, it takes another hamza, for the mudari letter, so it becomes a-khudu or a-khudu. Huh? Rather, it is written with one alif with a med and it's pronounced a-khudu, a-kulu, a-muru. Alright? So this is just for contemplation or reflection. Pay attention to this matter. Okay, exercise number 8. Tamreen al-thamin ta'ammal al-jumla al-atiyata. Contemplate or reflect upon the following sentences. 6, 7, and 8 is all notes that you have to reflect upon. Pay attention to these matters. When it says ta'ammal, it means reflect upon it. ponder over it, contemplate it until you grasp what is happening here in this matter, because this is important for you to understand. Exercise number 8, تأمل الجمل الآتية. This is contemplation over what matter? The verb كاد يكاد. كاد يكاد. All right, somebody read the first one. نعم. Okay, there's two groups here, Aleph and Ba. Aleph is dealing with the verb كاد in the past tense, and the Ba group is dealing with the verb, the present tense, يكاد. Okay, so we're going to do the past tense first, كاد. Sentences with كاد. نعم. نعم فتح زكريا الباب وعليكم السلام وكاد يخرج. Okay, what does it mean?
Zechariah opened the door.
Zechariah opened the door, past tense.
And about to go out. He was about to go out.
Is about to or was about to? Past tense. Naam. And he almost went out. He opened the door and he almost went out. Past tense. He almost went out. But I want to note here one thing. We said, when we read the grammatical points in the book, we said that kada is always followed by a noun that's marfu'un. And then it's followed by what? A mudari verb. So where's the noun that's marfu'un here? كاد يخرج. Where's the noun that's marfu'un? Huh? Zachariah. It refers back to Zachariah now. It's referring back to Zachariah. The meaning of this sentence is فتح زكريا الباب وكاد زكريا يخرج. كاد. Okay, so what is understood here is that كاد is the فعل ماضي. And the fa'il, or the ism kada, which will be ism kada and khabaru kada, the ism kada is damir mustatir, taqdiruhu huwa, referring back to Zakariya. Kada huwa yakhruju. Tayyib, number 2. Is it clear? In other words, kada should be followed by an ism marfu'un. And we don't see any ism following, we just see the mudari verb. So what is the ism here that's marfu'un? It is damir mustatir, taqdiruhu huwa, referring back to Zakariya. Wakada Zakariya yakhruju. Number 2. Naam. Ibrahim. Yeah, yadahu. يضربني. قال عثمان للمدير. What is the meaning? ما معنى هذا؟ عثمان said to the principal or director. رفع يوسف يده وكاد يضربني. What does it mean? ما معنى هذا؟ يوسف raised his hand and he almost, past tense, hit me. He was at the point of striking me. And alhamdulillah that he didn't do that. Because if he had done that, Uthman might have hurt him. Uthman was a martial artist. Naam. Any martial artists in here? Few of them. Don't raise your hands. We know. We don't want to expose you.
We know
who not to mess with. Yeah. طيب وكاد يضربني. And here again, كاد, there's no اسم مرفون. What is the اسم مرفون that should be there? كاد is referring back to يوسف. يعني ضمير مستتر تقديره هو referring back to يوسف. كاد يوسف يضربني. كاد يوسف يضربني. And Yusuf almost, يعني was about to hit me. Number 3. سيارة نعم يموت انقلبت سيارة حامد وكاد يموت. What does it mean? The car overturned, turned over. The car of Hamid turned over. The car turned over. وكاد يموت. And he almost died. كاد يموت. كاد, who almost died? Hamidin. وكاد حامد يموت. وكاد حامد يموت. He almost died. Number four. نعم أبو بكر.
ضربت المديرة سعاد فكادت تبكي.
نعم. ضربت المديرة سعاد فكادت تبقي. What does it mean? The mudir actually hit Suad. فكادت تبكي. And as a result of that, because of that, she almost cried. She was about to cry. Who was about to cry? Suad. She was about to cry. I'm glad she didn't call the police on her. Mudira would have been in jail in New York. Don't hit nobody in this city, boy. They will lock you up. Number five. Number five, yeah, Abdul Haq. You with us? Or are you busy?
No, okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Number five?
Yes. Bottom of the page, last one. Tufli. نعم ضرب طفلي نظارتي. نظارتي. What is نظارتي? My eyeglasses. بالعصا. What did he strike my glasses with? With a stick. وكاد يكسرها. يكسرها. وكاد يكسرها. So what does it mean? The whole sentence? My child, my baby. Not almost. My child hit my glasses with the stick. And he almost broke them. He almost broke my eyeglasses. Page 107, top of the page, group B. Group B, second group. Now this one, we were dealing with kada, now we're looking at the mudari. Yakadu. Yakadu. It is about to happen. But it didn't happen yet. Now, the first one. Now, Abdul Karim. الواحدة
يكادون
مديرون. نعم الساعة الآن الواحدة يكاد المدير يخرج. What does it mean? Yeah, the hour or the time now is one. As-sa'a al-ana wahida. The hour is one. It is 1 o'clock right now. Yakadu al-mudiru yakhruju. Uh-huh. What does it mean? The director is about to go out. He is about to leave. But he hasn't left yet. Type number two. يا موسى
يكاد الإمام يركع.
نعم يكاد الإمام يركع.
الإمام
Naam, the Imam is about to bow. Number three. Naam, Salahuddin. يكاد الجرس يرن. The bell is about to ring, but it has not rung yet. Number four. Abu Bakr. لما ضربت هذا الولد يا علي هو يكاد يبكي. What is the meaning? Yeah, why did you hit this boy, O Ali? He's about to cry. Look at his face. Naam. Okay, this is kada yakadu. The normal formula for kada yakadu is that the verb kada yakadu should be followed by a noun, an ism, marfu'un, with dhamma. And then it's followed by fi'l mudari. But it is possible that the ism marfu'un may not be there. It may be understood. It could be a what? Dhamir mustatir. That is understood referring back to something that was previously mentioned. Okay. Also, we are still reflecting. More reflection. Number 9. Tamreen al-Tasiya. Ta'ammal ma yali. Ta'ammal ma yali. Reflect upon what follows. The first one, أَنَا لَا أَشْرَبُ الْقَهْوَةَ. أَنَا لَا أَشْرَبُ وَالضَّمَّ. أَشْرَبُ مَرْفُون. The second one, أَنَا مَا أَشْرَبُ الْقَهْوَةَ الْآنَ. And likewise, this mudari verb has ضَمَّ. Both of them have ضَمَّ. أَنَا لَا أَشْرَبُ. أَنَا مَا أَشْرَبُ. Both of them have ضَمَّ. What is the difference between these two? Naam, Musa.
Ana la ashrabu qahwata. I don't drink at
all. Ana la ashrabu qahwa. I don't drink. That's something, I don't do it. Naam. Ana ma ashrabu al qahwa.
I don't drink it right now. Right?
I'm not going to drink it right now. I might drink some later, tomorrow, next week. Sometimes I do, but right now I'm not drinking it. Ma ashrab. Yani when ma nafia is used with the fi'l mudari, it restricts and limits the meaning of that verb to al-hadir, right now. As far as la and nafiyah, then its meaning is continuous. La ashrabu, I don't do it. Ma ashrabu, I'm not going to do it right now. I'm not doing it at this moment. Al-ana. Even if you don't mention it. That's the meaning of it. Okay? Second one, as we'll see at the end of these three sentences. Naam, go ahead. Duhak. Naam, nahnu la nal'abu kurat al-qadami. What does it mean?
We don't play football
at all. Naam, the second one? Nahnu ma nal'abu kurat al-qadami al-ana. Meaning? We are not playing football right now. We're not going to play now. So go find somebody else. Maybe later, but not now. نحن ما نلعب كرة القدم الآن. طيب, number three. نعم, Abu Bakr. الصحيفة. الصحف. الصحيفة. هو لا يقرأ الصحف. لا يقرأ والضمة. هو لا يقرأ الصحف. هو ما يقرأ الصحيفة الآن. هو ما يقرأ والضمة. ما يقرأ الصحيفة الآن. What is the difference? The first one, هو لا يقرأ. It's negation of the mudari. On a continuous basis, he does not read newspapers. He does not read the newspapers. The second one, هو ما يقرأ الصحيفة الآن, means He's not going to read it right now. Meaning, this is negation of the mudari with ma, means that it limits the meaning of negation to the present, hadir, right now. Huwa ma yaqra'u as-sahifata al-ana, right now. Note that it says ma tukhallisu al-mudari'a lil-hali. Ma tukhallisu, yani it limits, restricts it, makes it simply, its meaning has to be limited to al-hal, right now. Limits the mudari, the action of the mudari verb, to al-hal. Why is he using plural and one singular?
Yeah.
Well, in the first one he's using plural because he's saying he does not read newspapers at all. In the second one, he's not going to read the newspaper that's in front of him right now. Yeah, this newspaper, this one right here, the one that's in front of me now, I'm not going to read it. But the other person is saying, I don't read newspapers, any of them. Not the Post, Times, whatever. What other ones they got? Daily News, Stupid News, Bloomberg News, none of it. Yeah, newspapers. Here, that's what they mean by it. Of course, Suhuf has different meanings. Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa means the scrolls, the scriptures that were revealed. Sahifa is singular. Suhuf plural, Sahifa plural, are singular. The first one is plural, Suhuf. The second one is singular, Sahifa. Naam, Musa.
We use ma also in the Mahdi.
Naam.
Negative, right?
Naam. Naam. What we are saying is that normally, and the general rule is that ma for negation, ma nafiya is used for the fi'l madi, past tense. And la and nafiya is used for mudari, present tense. But if you use the ma of negation with a present tense verb, it's permissible. But it changes the meaning of the present tense from just an ongoing negation to a limited present negation. Okay? So ma, normally with the mudari we use la. And we use ma with the madi. But if you use the ma with the mudari, then it gives a special meaning to the mudari. It limits the negation only to the present. Al-hal. Al-hadir. Right now. I'm negating doing it at this moment only. Otherwise, ma is normally used with the past tense, madi. It can be used with the mudari, but it gives this special meaning. طيب, exercise number 11, exercise number 10, العاشر. تأمل ما يلي. 10th exercise. This is exercise dealing with what? فعل التعجب. التعجب. What is التعجب? Not تفضيل. Huh? Surprise, amazement. Naam, astonishment. تعجب. This is عجيب. Amazing. This is something amazing, astonishing. طيب. Number 10. تأمل ما يلي. حامد طويل. حامد طويل. فعل تعجب. ما أطول حامدا. ما أطول حامدا. The first one is a normal sense. مبتدأ خبر جملة اسمية. حامد طويل. حامد is tall. Now you want to use the فعل تعجب. You say what? ما أطول حامدا. What happens in this sentence? The first thing, طويل, is changed to what? أفعل. أفعل with فتة on the end. And the second thing is that حامد, which was a مبتدأ in the original sentence, مرفوع, becomes منسوب. ما أطول حامدا. ما أطول حامدا. Oh, how tall is حامد. Okay, number 2. هذه السيارة جميلة. What it means? This car is beautiful. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. ما أجمل على وزن أفعل هذه السيارة منسوب. منسوب. حامدا السيارة. It could take تنوين or it could take a single vowel. Depending on what? Depending on whether it's has alif lam or no alif lam. If it has alif lam, of course, it's not going to take tanween. If it doesn't have alif lam, then it's going to take tanween. That's why we have ma atwala hamidan, tanween. ما أجمل هذه السيارة without تنوين. What does it mean? ما أجمل هذه السيارة. Oh, how beautiful is this car. هو طويل. What does it mean? He is tall. ما أطوله. ما أطوله. Meaning? Oh, how tall he is. Notice that in this one we don't have a اسم, but we have a what? A ضمير. A ضمير. Okay, same meaning, except that the damir, it's not mansoob, but we say it's what? Ma atwala hu. We don't say ma atwala ha. We don't say it's mansoob, we say what? That it is mabniyun. The damir mabniyun. Fi mahalli nasb. And the place where it should be mansoob. Ma atwala hu. Oh, how tall he is. Taib, hiya sagiratun. Same thing with the feminine pronoun, if we have a pronoun. ما هي صغيرة, she is small. ما أصغرها, ما أصغرها. أصغر على وزن أفعل. أطول على وزن أفعل. And then we have the ضمير ها, which we don't say it's منصوب, we say what? مبني في محل نصب. في محل, in the place where it should be, منصوب. Okay, so this is for contemplation. To see the fi'l ta'ajjib, how it is used, remembering that it has the wazn of what? Af'ala, and the noun following it should be mansoob, unless it's a damir fi mahalli nasb. Okay, exercise number 11. Uktub al-jumla al-atiyata musta'amilan fi'l ta'ajjib. Write the following sentences. Musta'amilan means what? Musta'amilan. Using. Using fi'l al-ta'ajjib. فعل التعجب, using the فعل التعجب of amazement, astonishment. Okay, somebody read it and then give us the فعل التعجب. نعم موسى.
انظر إلى هؤلاء الطلاب الجدد.
طلاب الجدد. Is it طلاب مرفوع؟ What about ila? Ila ha'ula'i. Now, why is it a tullabi al-jududi? Why am I insisting on it being tullabi al-jududi? Because ila is acting upon the ism ishara ha'ula'i, and at-tullab is badal for ha'ula'i. Ism ishara, ha'ula'i is ism ishara. When it's followed by alif lam, that's badal, right? So we're saying that ila ha'ulai, ha'ulai is in the place where it should be majroor, and the badal for it has to take the same i'rab. So it has to be majroor. The sign is majroor is kasra, and al-jududi is taking kasra. Why? Because it's a not for at-tullab. Unzur ila ha'ulai at-tullabi al-jududi. Is ha'ulai majroor with kasra? Ila ha'ulai? Ila ha'ulai? It's not majroor bi kasra because of ila? Isn't it the object of the preposition? Ha'ulai is always ha'ulai, yeah. He's one way all the time, right? It doesn't change. Doesn't matter if marfoon, majroorun, mansoob, it's always ha'ulai, tullab al-judud. Type. Okay, finish reading. Hum kathirun. Okay, hum kathirun. Use the fi'l. تعجب and change this. هم كثير.
ما أكثرهم.
ما أكثرهم. Oh, how many they are. Look how many they are. There are so many. ما أكثرهم. ما أكثرهم. طيب, number two, next page, 108. انظر إلى هذه السيارة. نعم. هي جميلة. ما أجملها. ما أجملها. هي جميلة. ما أجملها. ها؟ What does it mean? انظر إلى هذه السيارة. Look at what? Look at what? Look at this car. نعم. Yes? It is beautiful. Oh, how beautiful it is. ما أجملها. نعم. Number three. عبد الحق. هو فقير. ما أفقره. ما أفقره. هو فقير means what? He's poor. What does ما أفقره mean? Oh, how poor he is. Number four. Number four. Now, Abdul Halim. البيت, what is the إعراب? البيت. أرأيت ذاك البيت؟ هو صغير. ما أصغر. ما أصغرها. فتى. أفعل. أفعل على وزن أفعل. ما أصغرها. ما أصغره. ما أصغره. ما أصغره. أرأيت ذاك البيت؟ هو صغير. ما أصغره. طيب الكلمات الجديدة. مقعد وجمع مقاعد على وزن what? مفاعل. And give me another word that's on the broken plural on the وزن. مفاعل. من what? Oh, مساجد. أو منائر. أو منائر. نعم منائر. نعم المنارة. المنارة منائر. طيب what else? ها مفاتيح. أو دفاتر. دفاتر. نعم نعم. طيب we had this مفاعل وزن today in lesson 15 of book 1. That's how we know it so well. We just had it today. We were cheating on y'all. طيب مقاعد جيد. يا أبتي means the same as يا أبي. في أثناء means what? During. If you don't put في, it should be منصوب بفتة. أثناء. Same meaning. كذب يكذب means to lie. انقلب ينقلب means to turn over. بكى يبكي to cry. He cried. نعم. جيد. الحمد لله. Any questions? Any questions? All right, don't go yet. You're entitled to a break, but we only have a few minutes before Salat. So let's don't take the break until then. Let's just go until the other end. Abdul Haq. سؤال عندك سؤال؟
No.
عندك موعد؟ تخرج؟ لا بس تفضل. تفضل. طيب. Give our salams to the brothers who we know and who we don't know. نعم. الله معكم. طيب lesson, are we going to just look at, okay, but the homework, right? The homework should be right after the exercise we did today from this lesson 15 and preview lesson 16. Read the key to lesson 16 that starts on page 51. Read the dialogue for lesson 16 and start doing the exercises. It's a long lesson with a lot of exercises and a lot of points. And we'll start it next week and finish it the following. Inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى. But alhamdulillah, today we finished lesson 50. You have a question? Fadl, Fadl, Fadl. Hey, listen. You have to go and get him real quick, right? But don't drive real quick. Drive safely, please. Two? Ya Abu Bakr. Allah, ya akhi, this is not good. Tayyib, Tayyib, Tayyib. Lesson 16, page 51. We're going to try to read as much of the key as possible. But read it for homework also, okay? Lesson 16. In this lesson, we learned the following. The verb yuridu means he wants. With isnad to all of its pronouns. What do we mean with isnad to all of its pronouns? How the tasrif, wa alaykum salam, tasrif of the verb, how it's conjugated with all the different first person, second person, third person, masculine, feminine, singular and plural. The verb yuridu, he wants, with isnad to all of its pronouns. For example, ماذا تريد يا بلال? What does it mean? What do you want, Bilal? ماذا تريد أنت? ماذا تريد أنت يا بلال? أريد ماء. أريد means what? أنا. أنا أريد ماء. I want water. ماذا تريدون يا إخوان? تريدون is أنتم. ماذا تريدون أنتم يا إخوان? What do you all want, O brothers? نريد أقلاما. We want. نحن نريد أقلاما. We want pens. ماذا تريدين أنت يا ليلى? ماذا تريدين? The second person, feminine singular. أنت. ماذا تريدين أنت يا ليلى? What do you want, O ليلى? And so on. Note that the initial letters denoting the مضاري, يا and تاء and همزة and نون, all of them have dhamma. Yuridu, uridu, nuridu, turidu. Huh? Note that the initial mudari letter, wa alaykum salam, they all have dhamma. Unlike the mudari that we have seen before. Huh? Shariba, yashrabu, wafatta, tashrabu, ashrabu, nashrabu. Note that the mudari letters here all have dhamma. This happens when the verb has four letters in the madhi. The madhi is what? Arada. The mudari yuridu. Arada yuridu. Arada ana aradtu. Anta aradta. Nahnu aradna. So what happens here? This happens when the verb has four letters in the madhi. You will learn more about this in al-juz al-thalith. We have a few more lessons before we get to that. We're halfway through. This is lesson 16. We have 16 more to go. Inshallah, we'll be on book 3 soon. Inshallah. Inshallah. Sure. Sure. That's if you work hard and do all the homework, reading, writing, listening, you'll be ready. Sure. This book 3, when you finish book 3, you graduate from there to the College of Hadith or College of Sharia. Now, when we finish book 3, mashallah, we went to the College. Hadith. Naam. Naam. Yeah, but you have to remember everything from book 1 and 2, too. Well, actually, to be fair, there's a little bit more than this. Because really, this book is the core book of the course, and there are other books. There are other books that are connected to it, that support what is in this book. Here there's ta'bir, naam, there's qira'ah, there's hadith and fiqh and tafsir and tawheed, and seerah and tariq. All of those books also go along with this. So we have a few more books to go with it. Some very good books, mashallah. You have ta'biyah, huh? Tayyib. So, you will learn more about this in book 3. The madhi of the verb arada, he wanted, and I wanted, is aradtu, and you wanted is aradta or aradti, and so on. Okay, so this is the verb what? Arada yuridu. We will learn the mudari forms of this verb yuridu. Number 2, we have learnt the interrogative and the negative ma. What do we mean by that? Ma and nafiya that we just was talking about in the last lesson. And ma al-istafhamiya. The ma that's used for asking a question. Ma ismuka. Ma ismuka? What is your name? This is the ma, the interrogative ma for asking a question. ما فهمت الدرس ما فهمت الدرس I did not understand the lesson. This is the ما of negation, negative ما. Another kind of ma is the relative ma, which means what or that which. For example, nasitu ma kulta li. Nasitu ma. This ma is what? The relative ma. I forgot what you told me, or I forgot that which you told me. This ma has the same meaning of alladhi. Nasitu alladhi kulta li. Alladhi ma, the alladhi, which is the ism mawsoola. This is ma al mawsoola. That ma, that means the same as alladhi, that which. I forgot what you told me, or I forgot that which you told me. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. I will drink what you drink. Ashrabu, I will drink alladhi tashrabu, that which you drink. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. Somebody says to you, ماذا تشرب؟ قل أشربوا ما تشربوا أشربوا ما تشربوا. Whatever you drink, I'll drink the same. As long as you're talking to a Muslim. Talk to a kafir, he may come with some wine or some whiskey or something. We will not drink what he drinks.
ما أشربوا. I want to say I will not drink what he
drinks. ما أشربوا. نعم. لا أشربوا ما تشربوا. لا أشربوا ما تشربوا. نعم للكافر. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And finally, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I don't worship, I will not worship that which you worship or what you worship. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أشرب ما تشربون من الخمر وغير ذلك. والسجارة, cigarettes, and so on. نعم. It's nasty. Yeah, the scholars in the past used to say it was makruh about 50 years ago. That was before they knew how deadly it was. But once they came to know that, I mean, not all the scholars, most of the scholars used to say it was makruh in the past. But some scholars even in the past said it's haram. But now, it is by ijma, khalas, there's no discussion about it. Everybody knows that cigarettes, smoking cigarettes, kills, is deadly, causes all kind of sicknesses, emphysema, lung cancer, all kind of stuff, and it's deadly, and that's haram, absolutely, no discussion about it. Discussion is finished, it's not makruh. Smoking, at-tadkhin, haram. Biqawlin wahid, everybody is agreeing on this, ijma. Huh? You see somebody smoking, you just keep on going, right? Well, that's if he does that, you're stuck. Okay, but if you see it, then who can you blame but yourself?
Oh, you put in your car, you make a little sign in the back. Do not smoke, please.
That's worse.
I hear you. طيب. In Arabic, this is called ma al mawsulatu. Ma al mawsula. The relative ma. Relative ma. Like ism mawsula, relative pronoun. طيب, number three, we have learnt dhu before, previously, which means sahib, right? In the accusative case, it becomes the, because dhu is from al-asma al-khamsa. Huh? Like abu and akh and so on, right? So dhu is one of them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, we stop here. Barakallahu feekum. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.